I like what you just told me, actually. If you want to kind of go back over that again, you've had, I would say, a vote of confidence from many of the lawmakers in the legislature this week.
Well, we are very grateful for the additional support, and even more importantly, because it's targeted on areas where there's the greatest opportunity for improvements in the system. These funding strategies actually address some of our biggest challenges. One of our challenges is that in order to get good child welfare outcomes, you have to have a well-prepared, supported, and effective workforce. And we will, these investments will actually strengthen our workforce. They will prepare people for the work, for the difficulty of the work, and they'll really build a career pathway so that some of our best staff can remain on the front lines, working with the children and families.
Did you get with the funding that was approved in the budget, and of course the governor's still got to sign that, but with the funding that was approved in the budget, is that everything that you feel like you need in order to make advancements in those areas?
The governor recommended a $6 million investment in our workforce strategies. The House and Senate funded a $5.1 million investment. They approved some of the really important strategies, such as our mobility project, which will equip our frontline workers with mobile technology, with iPads, where they will be able to get real-time information about the cases that they're working on, so they will go into each situation better prepared. They will also be able to do much of their work from the field, which will allow them to make very efficient use of their time and actually make their jobs more manageable. The other thing that I think will make a big difference is the career ladder. As it stands right now, a worker comes in and they are a Children's Service Worker 1 for a year, and then they move to a Children's Service Worker 2, and there hasn't been any pathway past that. What the career ladder does is it actually builds a developmental process for the employees so that they move from an entry-level position to a mid-level to an advanced, and then eventually to a senior-level position where they're still a practitioner out working with families. We think the career ladder will not only encourage staff retention, but it will also improve staff competency and performance because moving between the levels will be tied to the evolution of their skills and the evolution of their practice in the field.
Now, there was at least one other item there that wasn't approved, and that was for the loan forgiveness. How big a loss is that? Is that something that you'll come back for and ask for next year?
Well, I don't know about that. We'll go back to reviewing. We're going to focus now on implementing these strategies and implementing them well. And we'll be assessing all along the way what difference it's making and is progress being made. And then, of course, as part of the process, you look at, is there anything else that's needed in order to achieve better outcomes? So, another investment that I think is going to be really important is the investment in training. So we know that we need to better equip our workforce, which involves some things that we would naturally do, which would be reviewing our training curriculums, reviewing our training process, and updating all of that to assure that it aligns with best practice in social work. But also the legislative and investments that were recommended by the governor that focus specifically on secondary trauma, which is something that's encountered by our staff every day as they do their work, and equipping the staff to navigate that trauma, to build support structures around them, to basically do this very difficult work and remain encouraged and remain motivated to do it better and better. I think it's going to be huge. The investment in improving our investigative skills, and particularly our team investigative skills, where we're not only becoming better at investigating, but we're also working with our multidisciplinary teams in a more effective way. That's going to be very significant in strengthening our investigations. So all of these are very laser-focused strategies that really address key areas we've identified for improvement that we think will ultimately make a difference in the outcomes that we're achieving with the children and families that we work with.
Tell me about the investigators that you already have, and part of what I'm interested in knowing more about, because we've talked so much about the need to retain good investigators and the need to give them some incentives to advance. But I also understand from some of the conversations and testimony that I heard that you've had some folks, you've got some folks there that have been on the staff for 10, 15 years or more, and that speaks to me of dedication, even if there hasn't been a path forward or a path for advancement for them.
That is absolutely correct. And, you know, there are people, and we have some great staff that work for us, that are very good at their jobs. What we want to do is we want to see those practices spread system-wide. So we obviously have some high performers. We have some staff that have been very diligent, whether it be in investigations or in alternative care, you know, working with youth in the foster care system, whether it be working on adoptions or other areas of our work. But this is really about focusing at the individual level and at the team level to achieve system-wide performance improvement. So that's really what we're focused on with these strategies. I will tell you that I've spent time with some of those very high-functioning workers as I've implemented the walk in your shoes, where I've spent 9 days out in the field actually shadowing workers and actually doing their job alongside them for the day. And the strategies that we're implementing were consistently recommended or consistently supported by those who are doing the work and doing it well, as a way of helping them be more effective, and also as a way of helping their team members become more effective.
Can you tell me about some of what is, obviously we've heard so much in the legislative session about these funding requests and what those would go to, but what is happening internally and what kind of changes are being made internally to get better results?
Well, one thing that we're doing internally is that we're very focused on our frontline operations. So the walk in your shoes was really an effort to really reach out and to have a very on-the-ground perspective of the practices in our agency right now, the challenges being faced by our agency, and how our goals that we might set as an agency are actually playing out in operation. So one of the things we're doing is we're shifting a lot of resources and a lot of emphasis toward supporting very effective frontline practice. We believe, you know, what our agency ultimately is how people experience us in terms of the support and assistance that a family might receive, the outcomes that we may achieve with a child that's being served by our system, the experience folks may have in collaborating with us. All of that is who we are, and we want to become very effective in all those areas. So we're really shifting a lot of emphasis to frontline practice. We're also reaching out and with a real goal of collaborating. The children's division is not in itself the child welfare system. That's really important for folks to remember. There are many others involved beyond our staff, the guardian ad litem, the juvenile officers, the courts, the court-appointed special advocates, the foster parents, the biological parents, the community members that may support the work, and so on. And what it really takes to sustain progress is for people to come together around common goals and to collaborate very effectively to make sure that we're not only utilizing our resources effectively, but that we're getting the best possible impact. So we're very much reaching out in terms of collaborating. We're also making some really important investments in leadership, development, and management training, and really looking at how we go about moving from policy into practice, and what is what you may call the science of implementation. What does it take to actually implement things well? What type of management does it take? What type of leadership does it take? What type of structures does it take to ensure that we're accountable and that we're getting the outcomes that we're focused on? So there's a lot of focus there as well. We're basically looking at everything at this point. The investments that were recommended by the governor and that were approved by the legislature are really just part of the overall strategy. They clearly address gaps that we could not address on our own without the additional investment. But there's a lot that we're actually doing, you know, with our existing resources to just operate differently and to actually look at the issues of child welfare through some different lenses so that we can find some better solutions.
Senator Schaefer says that he met with you before this budget process moved forward. And one of the comments that he made after that meeting and after the money was put back in the budget in the conference process was that he wants to see some results. He's going to be watching over the next couple of years, as he will still be in the Senate and presumably the budget chairman, and will want to see some results coming out of the division. How do you produce those results, or where do you measure success?
Well, you know, first off, we expect results of ourselves as well. And we are focused on results. So on everything that we're implementing, we're looking at what is the end that we have in mind? What is it that we're trying to achieve? And then we're really testing our theories and our strategies to make sure that they actually, based on the best possible research, that we believe these strategies are going to work. So everything we're doing is focused on results. Ultimately, the way you measure results in the child welfare system is whether children are safe, whether children that are in the system are moving, or either reunifying with their families or moving on to another permanent placement, because all children need a loving family that's going to be with them for the duration. And we want to see enhanced well-being for the children we serve. We want to make sure they're getting their health care needs met. We want to be sure that they're having the same opportunities that we want for our own children to go to college, to pursue a career, to have those lifelong supports they're going to need in their life, because we all know, even with our own children, that they need support well beyond their young years, and that, you know, families are forever, and that's what we want young people to have. So that's the ultimate measure of our work, and everything that we do has to somehow tie back to that.
Tim Decker has been our guest. Tim, I appreciate the time today. Feel like I should congratulate you on this money being included in the budget, and I look forward to talking to you more over the next couple of years.
Well, we're very grateful for the investments in our workforce, and we're very committed to being wonderful stewards of these funds and making sure that the investment pays off. So thank you for your time as well.